welcome to a top five edition of the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. It's the holiday season, which usually brings out the dysfunctional families in the theaters and on television. So we're discussing the top five dysfunctional families in soaps. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hello.
Mel, welcome.
Holla.
And Mike, welcome.
Hola.
Well, it's that time of year again. People are putting up the Christmas lights. And one of the great traditions about the holidays is we get to see a lot of movies and television shows, TV movies, and wonderful Thanksgiving dinners on the soaps that highlight the dysfunctional families. And so we figured we'd do a countdown. Mike, who do you have?
Okay, number five. I picked the Ryan family from As the World Turns. Paul Ryan, Barbara, James Stenbeck. I mean, there's only three of them, but they have a lot of chaos.
Will, too, yeah.
Oh, and Will, yeah. I mean, in and out of institutions, in and out of jail. Even though Hal was a solid force in their life, he still could not set these guys straight. And Barbara, she's gone from sweet to insane, and they just feed off of each other. They have this love-hate relationship. Paul, when he's mad at Barbara, won't even call her mom, so you can always gauge his mood about her, whether he calls her Barbara or mom. So they are my number five.
Jamie. Jillian, who do you have as your dysfunctional number five family?
My number five are the Kramerhoes. The Kramer girls from One Life to Live. What can you say about them? You got the ringleader, Dorian. Dorian will do anything to her family. Didn't she keep Adriana a secret for how long? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You got Blair. She came to town to make Dorian's life miserable. What are you doing? Stop that. She came to town to make Doria's life a living hell in the name of her mother. She and Dorian teamed up to steal Kelly's inheritance. That family is just batshit crazy. And then you got Addie marrying David just to stick it to Dorian, and Dorian getting shit faced and out in Langston doing the hokey pokey with that boy. I'm like, golly. And then you have Star.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Star used to be a little Hellcat boy. She's in my other list, but oh, God. That family is just crazy. Don't even let them all decide to team up on you. It's like you need La Cosa Nostra to get them heifers off of you. Mm-hmm. So that's my number five.
Mel?
My number five is Jillian's number five. I have the Kramer women from One Life to Live. I've only been watching the show about a year and a half, but I can tell that these are a bunch of crazies. With Dorian at the head, leading the way with the crazies. I'm just like, wow. Come on, y'all. Dorian just married a woman because she wanted to be the mayor of a town. Now, come on now. And you got Blair tossing her bidissy around like she always does. Hey, that's Blair. I love Blair, but Blair need to get something. Hey, she ain't passed out to some puss, a little bit of a pussy. Then you have Addie. I love Addie. They always say Addie spent a little bit of time in the funny farm, and then she was with David. She's always good for a little bit of comic relief. It's on the list. So
Addie used to be. It's so crazy. Before, Addie used to sort of kind of be the heart and soul of the family. You know what I mean? Todd would have his weakness for Addie before Addie decided to become va-va-va-voom Addie. Todd, when he wouldn't want to, when he was giving Blair hell on something, and Blair was like begging him not, you know, to give her another chance, whatever, you would have Addie come in there and Todd, please. And Todd would be like, mm-hmm. you know how Todd used to do, all right, for Addie. Just don't do mm-hmm. it again. Like, Addie was the heart and soul of that family. I don't know who is now.
That's so crazy. And then we have Adriana. There was that whole mess with Rex and Gigi and that whole thing.
Bitchy bangs.
Mm-hmm. Bitchy bangs. Bitchy bangs was crazy as hell. And she, I wish she would come back. But, you know, there is that. So, for all of that, the Kramer women are my number five.
Well, coming in at number five for me is a family from As the World Turns, though somewhat related to Mike's family, not through blood, I guess, one way. The Colemans, Henry Coleman, and you have his mother, Audrey.
Oh my God.
You have his mother, Audrey. Then you have Maddie. I mean, you have the mother who's a killer, the sister who's a killer. And then you have Henry, and you have Maddie, and then Henry finds out that his father's James Stenbeck, who's a killer. So, I mean, you just look at it, that is dysfunction at its best. Well, not its best, because I got four better than it, but it's a top five dysfunctional family, for sure. Mike, who do you have at number three, or number four?
Luke.
Number four.
DC is a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, yes. We are.
I will pick the Newmans from The Young and the Restless. It starts at the top, baby. Nikki and Victor.
Oh!
Yeah, rat. Victor has done every dirty deed, even to his own family. Nicholas has turned his own father in. Victoria used to be hell on wheels. Divorced, you know, involved with somebody that was involved with her mother. Nikki's
two
been married
times.
A few times. Mm-hmm. You know, Nick is...
And Nikki used Jack to be sliding down that pole.
Have been, you know, sharing their wives, and they were stepfather and stepson. I mean, this is, and, you know, Victor has no trouble turning out his own children when he is disgusted with them, including Adam. So, yeah, the Newmans are one fun, dysfunctional group.
Memories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just having some flashback. Victoria married a man who twice she hooked up with guys that were interested in her mother twice. I'm like, what is that conversation about?
Oh, yeah,
about?
And then Big Daddy scoops on his on her
daughter.
Best friend.
Yes. What is that conversation like at Thanksgiving, you know? Oh, mom, you know, Cole just put it on me. Girl, let me tell you, he put it on me too, girl, when he did that thing. It's just so bizarre. That conversation is just bizarre, you know. Mom, I'm trying to, like, spice up my relationship with Brad, girl. This is what you do to Brad.
Mm-hmm. Put on them love that.
Yeah, that is just so bizarre. So bizarre. Same thing with Jack and Nick, you know. You know, I'm having some problems with Phyllis. Well, this is what I used to do with Big Red. Like, oh, that conversation. Like, Victor, can you imagine Victor? Hello, Victoria. What can I do to make my baby Sabrina happy? Well, Dad, she told me she'd like when a guy dropped this on her. Oh, my God. Bill Bell? He had a sense of humor, honey. Trust.
Jillian, who do you have at number four?
My number four, let me just pick. I don't even have them in any order, really. Number four would be the Baldwin Fisher gang. Yeah, Luke, I threw them a bone.
Oh, you have it tied. That's who I have at number four.
Let's start from the top. You have Gloria that will sell anybody down the river for a quick buck. I mean, hell, she pretended like them damn kids weren't hers. Didn't she hire kids to play her kids?
She did.
You know? Then you have Michael pretending not to know them. Then you have crazy-ass Kevin. Oh, my God.
Not to mention Kevin's dad.
Oh, what is his line, Mel, that he likes to say?
Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back.
I love that line. You have him locking them kids up and beating up on them kids.
In his closet.
You know, then you have Ryder, and then you have Lauren. Come on now, back in the
now
day.
Now you got, what's her name? The new one, Daisy. Oh.
And then you have that thing, Eden, Lauren. Lauren is right there. Lauren used to be the queen of dysfunction on me. Jamie and I were just talking about it. She gave Brad a heart attack after putting it on him. Young ass Brad, she gave a heart attack too.
It was too much good, good. It was too
what?
Much.
What? Oh, I'm saying.
And then she got into a cat fight with Tracy in the weight room.
Tracy whipped her ass in that weight room, boy. Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I mean, the Baldwins are our dysfunctional group. Once again, Gloria will sell them kids out without batting an eye, and then she will always play that, but I'm your mother. I am your mother, please. If my mom sold me out like that, I'd be like, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number, and hang up on her. She's just crazy. And then you have Jeff. Oh, my God. Yeah, Jeff is a part of the Baldwin Fisher gang. I mean, you saw what he did to Gloria. Put that damn cream on his face and caused her to get busted. Jeff will have a special place in my heart for that. Yeah, so that's my number four.
Well, you basically said everything that I was going to say, so now I don't have to say anything at number four. Mel, who do you have at number four?
My number four, I think, was your number five, Luke. The Ryans?
No, mine was the Colemans. That was Mike.
Oh, Lord. Yep. I'm losing track. Yes, the Ryans from As the World Turns. These people are
the
a
Ryan.
Bunch. Yes, they're a bunch of crazies. Just the head of the loony bin. You have.
You're not a Ryan unless you've been institutionalized.
Unless you've been institutionalized and attempted to kill someone, you're not a Ryan.
Killed someone, haven't they all?
Hey, you got Stenbeck. We all know.
Hey. Whenever he does that, hello, Bob, bro, you know it's going to
yeah,
be
that's the best.
Oh, you know it's going to be some unrest. You're just like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Then you got Paul and Barbara. These two, I'm pretty sure they would kill each other when they pissed off at each other. It's just like, what? Why would you do that to your own mama? They don't care. They do
They don't care. You're right.
Hello. You must not have met the Cassadine family, okay?
I was going to say, we haven't even got to that family yet.
Okay, yeah.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. But Barbara's always good to do something crazy, and so is Paul. And we all knew Stenbeck, when he was alive, would be quick to be like, off with your head. So, for all of that, the Ryans, As Will Turns, number four.
Well, my number four is the Bardwell Fisher family. Jillian basically said it all, but I love this family because they're so
dysfunctional.
No! No.
Yep.
She didn't say that.
I'd say that for myself. I said that I love them because they're so dysfunctional.
They're looking out for me, Mike, because I'm like,
Mike, who do you have at number three?
Well, my number three is the Foresters.
Oh,
the
God,
incestuous
forest.
I mean, not only are they crazy, but they sleep with each other too.
I know.
Stephanie is a controlling, manipulative shrew who drove her husband to all these other women and still has a thing for her son.
Oh.
Then there's poor Thorne, who married Ridge's cast-offs.
Yeah, sloppy seconds. Ew, Thorn.
In cat outfits. Though,
don't
though,
even want
to
talk about
Ridge. To him, he did have Donna before his father, right?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. But I was thinking of Brooke.
Oh.
Yeah,
who has worked her way through the whole family.
Ooh!
But she's a Logan. That's a Logan trait.
You leave my Brooke Logan alone, okay?
Oh, I love Brooke Logan.
Oh!
Then there's Steffi, there's Rick. They just bleh.
And Rick blew up his uncle's car.
Yeah,
oh, that was Rick. That was Thomas.
He blew
tried
up Rick's
to kill
car.
Rick.
Yeah,
Rick killed Phoebe. I mean, seriously, these people have problems.
They
all starts with the mama. Oh, the mother. God, the grandma.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Yeah.
She's not a forester, but, you know, she's honorary forester for all that crap she did to Stephanie growing up and Pam.
Oh, well, then there's Pam. Yeah.
Shit. If Pam offered me something to drink, I'd have to have Quantico analyze that. I'm scared of Pam. I mean, oh, my God. But that family is so – I love Brooke, but you let one of them girls be gay in that Forrester family, they'll have Brooke messing with one of them, I'm telling you. Then she would really slap her way through that family. And you have Taylor, too. Taylor hoed her way through that family, too.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She did. She went out with all of them, too.
And she did Rick. Rick and Steffi and Phoebe, the whole gang.
Well, and then you talk about Bridget. I mean, Bridget's had her share of men.
Yeah, her mom's cast off. That's so gross. Again, like, see, the one thing I could give Brooke credit for, she never messed with none of Taylor's kids. Taylor messed with everyone, including the kids. Nasty ass. Taylor, nasty.
Brooke only likes fresh meat. Everybody else will take second round. Jillian, who do you have at number three?
My number three is the Quartermain family. I mean, you got the drunks, you got the dope heads, you got the murderers, and that's just for appetizers. I mean, if trying to drop a roof on your wife's head is not dysfunctional, I don't know what is. Wrapping your brother around a tree while drunk isn't dysfunctional. I don't know what is. Trying to give your baby to your grandfather, or trying to like be a good father so you can get control of a company, that's not dysfunctional. And then you have my girl Tracy. Tracy gets kicked out of that family like every 5 or 10 years and comes back like a ball of fire and says the most inappropriate things there. I love it when she goes up to Jason. Whenever she would come to town and Jason would be there, she'd walk up to Jason. Jason is not deaf, y'all. She will go up to Jason and start screaming in his ear, "Hello, how are you today?" Like, he's not deaf. What's wrong with Tracy? She'd be like, oh my god, I love that family. I love that family. And damn you, Bob Guza. Not gonna harp on it too much because Guza's doing some good things this time around, but damn you, Bob Guza, for killing them off. I say, you don't touch another Quartermain. You have my number three.
Mel?
My number three is the Abbott family Young and the Restless. Jack would sell every member of his family up the river if they said he could have Jabal all to himself. I really believe that. Honestly and truly. He'd be like, Ashley, I don't know no Ashley. Who is Ashley?
Tracy. Millie, what is that?
I don't know none of the people you talking about. Jack would do that. And then we cannot forget back in the gap when Jill was with John, and then she ended up sleeping with Jack. And somebody sent a picture of it to John, and he had a heart attack because Jack slept with Jill. Oh, that was amazing, amazing. And then we have Ashley walking around with baby blankets out of her mind. And then poor Tracy. Poor Tracy. They always did her thing in the 80s was, I'm not as pretty as Ashley. I'm not as skinny as Ashley. And what'd she do when got involved with that professor? Because she wasn't quite all here. They were messing with her self-esteem. Shame on y'all.
I know.
Hell, but she ain't as crazy as Ashley either.
No, and she could scrap. Unlike Ashley, Tracy could throw down.
Yes, she could. Remember her and Lauren fighting in that hospital room?
Yes, yes. Oh, she whipped Laura's ass. I'm sorry. I'ma give that to Tracy. Tracy threw her around like a rag doll, boy. Tracy
tried to get involved with Big Tracy.
I actually watched that on YouTube, and that's a great scene.
Oh yeah. And then you have Billy.
Billy is off. We all know this. Look what he just did to Victor publicly in a magazine, and he like, so what? Yeah, I did it. And what? He don't care. So that bunch of crazies, they get to be my number three.
Well, coming in at number three for me is someone who Jillian mentioned. She keeps stealing my picks. The Quartermains on General Hospital. Their dysfunction can manifest itself in something as simple as pizza at Thanksgiving, or be as giant of a spectacle as dropping a house on a lover, or your spouse, I should say. This family, everything that Jillian said, driving drunk, wrapping cars around trees, using your grandchildren and children as pawns. Edward, I love Edward.
I love it when Monica always tries to kick them out. No, when Edward tries to kick them out. Get out of my house. It's my house. And then you would have Alan. I gave it to you. It's so hard. I missed that. I missed that. Bob goes out.
I mean, you look at, what's more dysfunctional than having Emily sleep with Sonny? I mean, that's dysfunction at its best.
That's worse,
I should say. Worse.
Think about all those years that Alan and Monica just were fighting, bickering, married couple and unmarried and married, and just the two of them alone, their marriage alone was dysfunctional.
Well, and it's
Oh
been
my
so
God, yeah.
dysfunctional, they've scared off the entire younger generations. I mean, where is Dylan?
Hell, they scared off the writers. They don't even write for
Dylan's
them anymore.
gone. Then you have, I mean, Brooke Lynn, she's been run off. You have the fact that Ned has to be the gatekeeper for the family. You have the other extended family people like Chloe,
Oh, no.
Who were Lila's relatives. And then,
I
I
was
mean,
glad
and
they
then
killed
if you and then
Paul.
if you look at Carly's a, has been a Quartermain. Her son is a quarter. I mean, her son is a Quartermain. He just offed Claudia. This is dysfunction at, well, once again, not at its best, but close to it. Mike.
Chloe, Now see, Chloe, I don't consider her a quarter man. I was glad that Stavros offed her. I was like, good, do it again. Do the remix. I'm ugh, that's she ugh. Shame on you, Luke. But I'm not gonna lie. Don't you like when Tracy and Monica fought? Like
Oh,
when they
yeah.
fought, remember when Tracy knew that Monica was driving drunk and she got Luke in all that trouble in the hospital, and Tracy confronted her, and those two are fighting in the front of that the nurse's station, and then they go in the elevator, and the elevator opens up and you see Monica and Tracy rolling around on that floor. Oh
I
God.
remember, I remember as long ago as when Edward was faking a heart attack to see if
Oh,
Tracy would help him, and she didn't give him his medication, and he ended up writing her out of the will because of it.
yeah, my grandmother
That
brings
goes
up
back a long
all
ways.
my grandmother brings it up all the time.
Yeah,
Oh,
that was
good
the
Tracy didn't give him his medication.
best.
But Edward's a bastard, Grandma. She's like, so what? That's a daddy. I'm like, Edward, yeah, Edward was the son of a bitch. And let's not forget, he faked his death and was living like he was living in the islands. He faked his death and was living in the islands. I don't know why he faked his death. Can't remember.
Mike, who do you have at number two?
Number two would be As the World Turns, the Snyder family. There's a lot of them,
Yeah.
and they all got it, better than holier than thou attitude. But seriously, dysfunctional. Holden can't make up his mind whether he likes Lily, loves Lily, the one he's been with his entire life, or anybody else that comes along. He had brothers, Caleb and Seth. There was involvement with the girl who was abused as a child and got involved with Holden and Seth. And then there's the whole swapping of the wives in the family. Then there's Jack, of course, and Luke, who all self-righteous Snyders. Meg, who's off her frickin' rocker.
Nutmeg.
Seriously, this family is, well, they're good. They're good. There's a lot of them, and they're good for soap drama. So, I picked them as my number two because there are more Snyders to go around, and they have done more stuff to each other. And, well, I can't think of anything else to say.
You just had like a brain fart.
Start talking and you're pointing this
My
song.
train derailed. My train got
Jillian,
derailed.
who do you have at number two? And if you have the same people I have, I'm going to be upset. Who
And
do you have?
I have at number two the Lord family. That is Vicky Lord, Tina Lord, Todd is a Lord, and them damn Buchanan twins. They're mayor, they're rapists, multiple personality scam artists. That's on a good day. Tina came to town because she thought Vicky was her mom's good friend when her mom was dying. She came there and found out who her father was, and she teamed up with Mitch Lawrence to steal Vicky's money by making her crazy. And then you have Natalie, who also knew who her family was, and instead of letting them in on things, she decided to make Jessica's life a living hell. And we don't even have to get into Todd's ass. I mean, shit, we don't have a long. This is not a long podcast for me to get into Todd's mess. And let's not even mention Vicky and her forgotten pregnancies and her blocked out murders she
And her
committed.
eight
Her
personalities.
You know, it's Nikki Schmicky and it's Jean Randolph and this one and that one. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Though that family is dysfunction at its best. I mean, I remember one thing Todd did. Like, Todd could not stand Will Rappaport because that was Sam's son. Todd was a little bit jealous of Will, and Will was vice versa. And Jessica and her band of merry men, you had Will and Christian on the run with her and somebody else. I think it was somebody else or just the three of them. They were on the run, and Todd knew that girl was on the run and her mama battling cancer. And Todd lies to get her sent home and locks Will's ass up. I'm like, Todd. What can I say? I mean, I love that family. I love them to death. And I'm glad that Ron and his merry men of writers are writing them consistently, because they're good fun. I love it when Vicky and Todd have good scenes together too. Wouldn't it be cool if, but wouldn't it have been cool though if Nikki Smith and Todd had teamed up? Can you imagine Landview?
Oh.
Can you imagine Landview?
They would rule it with an iron fist.
And they would tear your girl a new one, Miss Dorian Lord. They'd tear her a new one. So that's my number two.
Mel?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have?
My number two comes from a soap that is no longer with us. Comes from Guiding Light, and I have the Spalding family.
Oh, yeah.
What a bunch of nuts! Start at the top with Alan Spalding. This is another one that would sell his family up the river to get anything that he wanted. Look what he did to Lizzie. Lord Jesus, got that girl ended up, Tammy ended up dying, all because Alan wanted to try and get Lizzie back. Oh. It was that big mess. Then you got Alex is another one. It's just, there's a bunch of crazy Victoria, man, all of them.
Well, don't forget he shocked the shit out of Philip, didn't he?
He ended up shooting. That's another thing. I forgot about all the stuff he did to Philip. Philip was always trying to be, he's always trying to impress his father, or, you know, I want
be good
to
enough.
Be proud of me. Be good enough. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Mike. He was always trying to be good enough for his father, and he never could do it because Alan wasn't trying to have it. There's all that stuff. He ended up shooting his own son, and then Philip is another one. They had him go crazy for a hot minute, kidnapping all his children. What in the hell? Yeah, dysfunction at its best, those. So, for all that, Spalding's a number two.
Well, at number two, I have the Dillon family from All My Children, primarily because of Janet from Another Planet, because she has caused that family more dysfunction than any possible single one person, with the possible exception of Helena Cassidyne. She's attempted to kill Haley. Who was Trevor's niece. She killed Trevor. We discovered that he's in a freezer. Many of us will not believe that's not actually him. But I mean, if you look at everything that she put her family and the town through, and the repercussions, the dysfunctionality that she's caused, while she's always loved her daughter Amanda, the psychological impact that Amanda has had to deal with having a mother like that has at many points caused her to be dysfunctional as well. So I had to have them on my list at number two.
Wait a minute. Now, is Janet still alive? Where's Janet?
Yes, she is currently residing in Oak Haven Sanitarium. According
Well, she needs to break the hell out and bust David a new one.
Oh,
she
yeah. This is another one of those things. Does not make sense about All My Children. One of all my children's most noted villains is Janet Dillon. And if she knew what David is doing to Amanda, David would not be getting away with this at all.
Well, maybe she is the reason why Chuck Pratt got fired.
I don't care which of them they bring back, but they either need to bring back Kate Collins or Robin Mattson. Either way.
I didn't mind Robin Mattson's one.
Oh, I love Kate Collins. I like them both. Kate Collins is my favorite, but I like them both.
Well,
but
she's the original, yeah.
They need to bring her back.
See, and this is why people wonder why I do not watch All My Children. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Your mama is Janet Dillon and her Janet Green, as she would sometimes go by. And I'm like, where the hell is he? Why isn't she busting a cap in David? Or why hasn't she kidnapped David?
That's what this whole thing should be about. After everything that she has done for her daughter, there is no way in hell that Janet would not be there for Amanda through this mess whatsoever. She has to be back.
Well, now that Chuck Pratt's been
That's on another podcast, though. That's on another podcast.
Yeah.
Mike, number one.
Okay, my number one is already been mentioned, but I was trying to stick with like what you see on a day-to-day basis. So my number one is the Fisher Baldwin clan. To me, there is nobody more of a hot mess family than that. I mean, you got Kevin who spread around his disease.
I know.
So Lily, he tried to kill Colleen. He has that mother who never wants to work and gets money by doing nothing. The con artist. And then there's Michael, who was no saint as in the earlier years. He was
a
criminal.
Tried to rape Christine.
Yep. And then I don't know.
Don't forget Jana.
I don't forget Jana, but she's kind of related. Yeah.
She killed Harvey Mester.
In jail trying to help out Deacon. Yeah, now he's still got another secret, and then he's got that wacko sister getting in with Lauren. Lauren is surrounded by
nuts.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to point out, though, I cannot wait until Fenmore is sore-assed. That kid is going
to
be a mess.
The worst part is that Michael spends all of his time bailing out his entire family because they have been in and out of jail more than anybody I have seen on soaps in a long time. They are my number one, hands down, always in trouble. And you guys mentioned a lot of stuff too. So that all goes with what I have to say. I can't stand them. Well, I can't stand
that mama.
You know who?
That mama. And,
yes, the mama and the stepdaddy. But I can't take them. But the other ones, they're okay. But seriously, Lauren's going to have to get – I don't know. She needs to get like a stake made of metal or a wooden stake and drive it to the heart of these people because they aren't going to die.
Start with Gloria.
Well, maybe this is Lauren's karma for all the shit she did to Tracy growing up. Maybe this is her karma for that. Yes, she do for trying to steal Jake Tracy's man. That's what she gets.
Jillian, who do you have at number one?
My number one? Mike said there's no one more dysfunctional. Mike.
You're wrong, Mike.
Yep.
The
Cassidines!
Yeah, exactly. Mel, just out of curiosity, who is your number one? Is it also the Cassidines?
I don't watch GH, so I'm going to let Jillian finish. Okay.
The Cassidines! I mean, who the hell builds a weather machine, secret islands, kidnapping women to procreate?
Killing fathers in front of young daughters?
Okay, back to me. Trying to see if you can overkill and kill the next person. It's just a minor blip in that family history. I mean, between Helena watching Stefan as a child, I remember this. She was talking trash to Stefan. Was like, I should have let you wander into the Aegean Sea. And he was like, yeah, well, back then and now, my breaststroke is stronger, mother. I'm like, damn, you watch your son. She let Stefan wander into the sea, and he just had to fend for himself. To Nicholas pushing her over a cliff and her crawling her ass up, or however she saved herself. She saved herself and
she's
let
a praying mantis.
Oh man, she let him rot and drill to become Big Worm's next bitch, and let's not even go there about Stavros being frozen. Oh my god, that was one of the things that made me want Megan McTavish gone on the next Broom Smoking. Having Stavros frozen in GH's basement, I'm not even gonna go there. Goozle pretends it never happens, and
did
I like
you say McTavish?
Yes, Megan McTavish did that.
Wow, I did not realize that.
She was there for a year, just about a year.
And you forget Mikos.
Oh, Mikos built the weather machine. I brought that up. Mikos built the weather machine.
Yeah, and he kidnapped Leslie.
They kidnapped Leslie. No, wait, they explained it later on in years that they, Helena tried, okay. They tried to run Leslie off the road. They thought Leslie died in a car crash. Stefan claims that he rescued Leslie and had her in a hospital. But I think they overdrugged her in the hospital because she was like a drooling mess and she would have blackouts when she finally came back. But then you have Helena. She slit. Ugh, I try to forget this because that's another. I think, I don't know whose regime that was under. I think that was under McTavish, where Alexis has this sister that we never heard about. Yes, it was under McTavish. She has this sister, Christina, we never heard about. Helena slit her mother's throat in the front of Alexis while she hid baby Christina. And I was so glad that Christina got blew up. Not the baby. I mean, not
the Alexis, sister.
Yeah, the sister. But I'm sorry, Mike, but the Cassadines.
Well, you haven't mentioned Alexis killing.
She made Luis take a jackknife off that balcony.
And she dressed up as a man. Oh, as a butler for ages.
Didn't somebody kill Catherine and throw her off the...
Helena! Helena killed her! Helena, she killed her twice! She killed her off, she killed... No, she fell off the parapet once. She fell off the parapet once when she found out that Stefan was in love with Laura and had her dressed up in Laura's old clothes. Helena rigged the parapet so Laura could fall off of it. The second time around, Helena... Stefan had her drugged, which is so stupid. He had her drugged in that bed, and Faison gave her the antidote, and she was mobile. Because of her being mobile, and Catherine came there. Catherine was pretending to be pregnant with Nicholas's child, and she was Helena. Even her relationship with Nicholas is sick, but you mess with her, Nicholas, she will off you. She made Catherine do a jackknife off that parapet again. She sure did it. She went back in that bed and pretended to be a vegetable. Helena is a G. I'm sorry. Between her and Stefano DiMera, I put my money on Helena.
No one bests Helena.
Yeah, so that is the numero uno of the dysfunctional families right there.
Mel?
My number one dysfunctional family are the Newman family from The Young and the Restless. And it is because the guy at the tip top, that is Victor,
the guy at the tip top.
Mother freaking Newman. You know why? Because Victor would just go rogue on anybody. He don't care.
He made somebody eat rats.
He locked people down in a basement and made them live there. This man is on his vibe.
Remember what he did to Jack when Nikki got married to Jack? That's when Miguel was on. He had Miguel, I don't know, Mike, you probably remember this. When Nikki was married to Jack, Victor and Miguel were in cahoots, and Victor gave Miguel some stuff to make Jack impotent so he couldn't get through with Nikki. Jesus Christ, Victor! Tell us how you really feel.
Victor is so sick to throw people's bad past in their face. How many times has he been tell Nikki, "I found you on this stripper pole"? Why you gotta bring that stuff up, man?
No, but but the one thing I liked when they got a divorce, and that was under LML, and I like, you know, a lot of people like, you're so anti-LML. I cut for LML with this. When they were going through their divorce, Victor was like, "You cheated on me." She was like, "How many times did you cheat on me?" And he was like, "Oh, that was in the past." She's like, "Yeah, but you still did it."
Exactly.
Nikki teamed up with Jack, too. That's how him and Ashley got together. When she found out that Ashley and Victor were seeing each other, she and Jack teamed up. They were having an affair, and she teamed up and pretended like she was sick so she could get...
Oh, yeah. That was good. I love that. She put on the makeup every day, make her face all white. Oh, that was the best, yeah.
And Ashley had an abortion, and when Victor found out that... Oh, my God.
She put the dark circles under her eyes. Oh, she worked it so good, too.
Yeah, Nikki could have gotten a little bit hood. Catherine brings that up, and Nikki tries to sweep that under the rug. She'd be like, "Oh, that's when I was a child. That's in the past.
We're not going to talk about that."
Yeah.
Then, hey, we can talk about Nikki. She did all that stuff. Nikki used to be an alcoholic. She was sliding down everybody's pole. Hey, that's Nikki, right? So then we move on to Nick. And Nick can't decide who he want to be with. He never could just seesaw in between every last woman he with. Oh,
yeah, getting him pregnant along the way.
Why? I know. You are really a
father. He never got his wife pregnant. It was always his mistress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why, Nick? Why?
Oh.
And then how many times? Remember Back in the gap when Sharon and Nick were Sharon and Nick, how many times did he sleep with Grace? How many
Oh,
times?
yeah! Okay, yeah, that was one. I think Kay Alden was help. No, that was Brad. That was Bill Bell. How the hell? Now, I'm sorry. This is when I was like, Bill Bell, what you doing? I had to question the master. I was like, Bill Bell, are you really trying to tell me Nick does not know who what his wife feels like in the sack for him to accidentally sleep with Grace?
Okay.
Like, how do you accidentally sleep with someone else? I don't get that. I didn't get that. My grandfather was like, he knew who that girl was. Like, oh man, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Okay.
And then
you have Victoria,
the real
who
one.
used to be the shit back in the
The
day.
one.
When she was with Ryan, Victor told her she couldn't be with Ryan. So what did she do? Off and get married to him. Then she caught a little something, something, but we're not going to go there. There's that whole relationship with Cole, who tried to be with Nikki.
No, Nikki was with him first. Nikki was with him first. They didn't know they were related. Oh, well, they didn't know who they were. Don't forget her stripping in that magazine.
Oh, there you go. Some more
and
for
Diego
me.
Too wasn't her and Sharon fighting over Diego?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that. Oh. And then she married Brad.
Who was that? Kay Alden or LML? I think
that was
Alden.
The Thunder Thighs era too.
That was Kay Alden. No, that was LML then. That was must have been LML. That was just like, blah, blah, blah. That was like, what the hell is this? Like, that family, yeah, that family's dysfunctional. Yeah. I'm having a good old time going down memory lane, boy.
That's what these top five podcasts are for.
Because I'm thinking about that, because people forget also, Victor tried to force Nikki to have an abortion when she was pregnant with Jack's child. I think it was the second one. I'm not too sure. It was the first or second one. Victor tried to, like, he wanted Nikki back, but Victor being Victor, Nikki could raise all of his stray kids all she can, but Victor couldn't raise Jack. Victor just could not deal with the fact that Nikki was having Jack's child. Was it the reason why she fell down the stairs? Does anybody know why she fell down the stairs? Was it because of that? I can't remember if it was.
I don't remember offhand either.
I can't remember which pregnancy it was, the first or second one, where Victor wanted her to have an abortion, but I'm like, that is some bullshit right there, boy. Victor was just a bastard.
Mel, do you have anything else left to say about the Newmans?
They truly are dysfunction at its best. They put the fun in dysfunction. So there we go.
Yes.
The fun and the dysfunction. Nice one.
Fun and dysfunction.
Well, my
number. Forgot to mention Adam in there. You don't want to mention Adam?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we can mention Adam making Ashley have a miscarriage and letting her think that she still is pregnant with child and womb is just rotting away. And
Ooh.
Then. And then, wait, I need to cover it up. Let me go steal Sharon's baby and make Sharon think that her baby is dead. Oh, you know what? While I'm at it, I'm just going to romance Sharon, too.
Well, not only that, but Sharon's a little bit dysfunctional considering her kleptomania.
Oh, Sharon is the biggest whore.
My mama has called this woman a basket case for years. That's what she called it. She'd be like, basket case.
Sharon's like, I'm sorry, like, we were clowning about Victoria and what's a face swapping men, but Sharon takes the cake. Sharon been with Nick. Sharon kissed Victor. Sharon been with Diego. Sharon been with Jack. Now Sharon gonna be with Adam. I'm like, Jesus, she's
Do you remember her crazy ass boyfriend, Matt Clark?
Yes.
And Billy too.
She been with Billy. Forgot about that too.
Y'all remember Cameron?
Yes.
Cameron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kevin Kirkston or whatever his name was. Him.
Wasn't that the one who beat her up?
No. She slept with him. Then he beat her up.
Yeah.
And then and Nikki decided, they killed him, remember? And then they decided they was gonna drive the body out to a sewer and dump it in the sewer.
Sharon killed him. Sharon thought she they teamed
it was
up
New Year's Eve or something, right?
Yeah. And they teamed up with Larry. Oh, boy, Larry. That family. Oh, my God.
Well,
and then, y'all remember when Sharon left Cassie and Nick? She just left for a couple of months. I remember
that was when she got beat up. That's because, yeah, because she was messing around with that guy. She messed around with him, and she went back to a motel with him, and they had sex, and he whooped the shit out of her. And because she was scared to tell Nick what she did, she decided to stay away to let her wounds heal. She told Nikki all of that. Nikki was like, how the hell can you leave your child? And then she finally fessed up that she was away trying to keep her wounds healed.
Yeah, that was one of those storylines that was built around her contract at the time, I think. Because when she came back, it was near the beginning of the year after she had killed that guy.
Yeah. Well, oh, God, memories.
And I just remember Cassie, every time she would see Sharon after that, it would be something nasty she had to say to her.
Attitude! Oh, my gosh. That attitude!
All of that. She'd be like, mama, I ain't got no mama.
And Nick would be like, don't you talk to your mama that way!
She'd be like, no, I don't care. I don't like her anyways. Like,
Well, my number one is the Cassadine family. Jillian already mentioned him. I don't think I can speak quite as glowingly about them as Mel has talked about the Newmans because of the fact that I don't have as much history. But this family, I mean, you have Helena, who is a murderer, Stefan, who was looking for his mother's approval, but who would and has tried to offer on occasion, Stavros.
On occasion? What the hell?
Nicholas, Mikos, Alexis, who is probably my favorite of them. She offed one of the Alcazars. She dressed up as a man. Everything that they do. And now Nicholas is starting to turn evil. It's nice to see him turn bad. I can't wait.
You forgot
about
Christina. She done. Christina's a Cassadine, and that little girl hit the shit out of Claudia and caused her to lose her baby.
Well, and then you have little wonderful Molly, who's just the smart, intelligent little one. Who's adorable. But
no,
I mean,
something will happen to her. She'll flip.
Oh, yeah, I cannot wait till those girls, when those girls get a little bit bigger. Oh, no, I'm not going to mention her. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say Sam McCall, but that's just wrong.
She's a Cassadine.
I refuse to admit that she's a Cassadine. Technically, according to the book, she is, but I refuse to admit it.
That's one thing I'm confused about. Why hasn't Helena messed around with her?
I don't know. Helena should have killed Sam long ago.
You would think Helena would try to rub it in. You have that trailer trash daughter. Stop it. I don't get that.
I mean, you look at this family and everything that they do or have done is epic. They will stop at nothing. They will sink to any low or to aspire to any height, and their dysfunction knows no bounds.
I mean, they froze. Again, I don't like to dwell on this, but it was a part of GH history, even though Bob Guza pretends like it doesn't happen, and I don't blame you, Guzy.
It was just a little blizzard, and then, you know, Luke typed in there, Ice Princess, and
everything. Yeah! No, I mean, Helena had, my grandmother says, I saw him bounce down them steps. She always says it. She's like, I saw when Stavros bounced down those steps. We all saw, well, I didn't, but you know what I mean. People saw when he rolled his ass down them steps and broke his neck. Then, about 20 years later, Helena has him in the GH basement, y'all. The GH basement, frozen, coming back looking younger than his old, you know, he's the older of the Cassadine siblings, but he comes back looking younger than his older brother. What type of shit was that?
You mean his younger brother coming back looking younger?
I was like, "What the fuck? What is that? What is that?" Oh God, that family is beyond dysfunctional. Beyond. I would just like for Helena to get into the mob wars. Let's see if she could take on Sonny and his.
Oh, I've always thought that they should explore Nicholas as a European mafia person.
Nicholas is much of a snot. No.
You hear all these stories about the Russian mafia being these badass people. I mean,
no,
considering
but
they have Russian connections, it would be a way to bring it into it.
No, but Nicholas, ever since he's hit the canvas, he's always been anti-mob. I mean, like, when he fell in love with Robin when he first hit the scene, like, he could not fathom. He was like, she's with that cretin, that mobster. He could not figure out why. And he's appalled of the mob violence. I mean, He got shot in the friggin' throat because of the mob. I mean, you really think you're gonna be a mobster after that? I don't think so. Mm-mm. No.
A vendetta and vengeance will make you do crazy things.
No.
Well, you can comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Shoot us an email at podcast@daytimeconfidential.com or drop by our forums at daytimeconfidential.com/forum and join in the discussion. We thank you so much for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye.